You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Boston, home to Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg, and all of the rest of the Wahlbergs. It's also home to Spotlight, the team of Boston Globe reporters who exposed the city's church sex scandal. I'm here because the Spotlight team has been asking another uncomfortable question. How racist is Boston? For decades, people have called Boston racist for numerous reasons. The Red Sox were the last baseball team to integrate. Bostonians violently resisted desegregation. Even in 2017, fans at Fenway Park called Adam Jones the N-word. And all this got Spotlight curious. Reporter Akilah Johnson.
So we wanted to look at why does Boston have the racist reputation and why does it deserve it?
How do you measure racism?
Well, you do it in a variety.
Like how many times the N-word is said in a day? Like
no.
A Negro meter.
So,
like a negrometer?
No.
Inward meter?
No.
Okay.
So one study we found showed that the median net worth of white families in Boston was $247,500. Compare that to the median net worth of black families in Boston, which was $8.
Like counting in thousands? Like $8,000?
No, just eight. $8.
$8. That's not even a grande soy latte.
In essence, net worth is what you own minus what you owe. And black folks in Boston don't own a lot.
That's not even enough for a foot long with the drink.
You know, racism is more than just attitude.
That's not even enough to buy 11 donuts.
This is one example of what structural racism looks like.
I'm sorry. I eat when I get sad about social inequality.
If Boston is the cradle of equality, Spotlight wants to know why black enrollment at many of Boston's universities hasn't really gone up in 30 years, or why there's so little diversity in boardrooms and hospitals, or how among eight major cities, black people voted Boston the least welcoming to people of color. Surely the people of Boston must be feeling all that structural racism. To find out, I went to one of the city's most beloved cathedrals, Fenway Park.
I don't see that racism myself, honestly.
No, I don't think Boston's a racist city.
I think that we've got a lot of attention with our sports being in the media.
So Boston's racist reputation is a conspiracy formed by people who hate Boston sports teams for winning all the damn time.
Yes, they love to hate us.
Yeah, I don't think of Boston as a racist city at all.
So how do you know?
Yeah. I don't feel it. You know, it's just a gut feel. I don't feel like it's racist. I've just never encountered it.
Huh. The Spotlight says the city has a race problem. Why haven't these Bostonians seen it? The NAACP's Tanisha Sullivan has a theory.
The Spotlight gave us data to support what black people in and around the city already knew.
So if the data was news to you, you called the article the Spotlight article. But if you already knew about it, you just called it, "That's what the I've been trying to tell y'all." Article.
Because the racism is not as overt, it's difficult for people who don't experience it on a day-to-day basis to realize that it's there.
Ah, I get it. I've been asking the wrong people. If you want to know if Jurassic Park is safe, you don't ask the dinosaurs.
It's not as racist as it used to be, but there are some blatant problems.
A white person walks into a room in Boston, they don't have to think about that I'm the only white person here.
On a scale of Jazzy Jeff to Jeff Sessions, how uncomfortable is it for black people? Tell me when to stop. Come across. This is Jeff Sessions right here.
Stop.
Right there. So about, what's that, about 60, 70%
stop.
Comfortability. Not yeah. quite. Hey, boy, go home, right. but definitely
know
not.
Know your
what's
neighborhood.
Up.
Know where you are allowed. Know where you're wanted.
It's hard to fix a problem you can't see. To help this city recognize structural racism, maybe I just need to use the one thing that brings all Bostonians together.
Sports.
Sports, yeah.
Celtics, probably.
Sports teams, we're winners, is what we do.
I just need to get this city of champions hyped about finally winning at the one thing they suck at. We're about treating people with respect.
Yeah!
Which city treats black people the best?
Boston!
It's Atlanta, actually. And then New York, and then San Francisco, and then Charlotte. And Tampa, and then at the bottom is Boston.
What these people really needed was a mascot, so I gave them one. Introducing Wokey the Walrus.
Who's got the best baseball?
Boston!
Who's got the best football?
Boston!
Who's number one in creating a system where structurally black people don't always get the same opportunities?
Boston!
Yeah, cool, Boston, yes.
It's working already. See, Boston, feels good to be honest. Fighting structural racism is gonna be exhausting, but if white people are willing to put in the legwork, we'll get there.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.